This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Every single week I catch up with a fantastic chef to find out what is cooking in their virtual kitchen.
iRadio's What's Cooking
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision scheme with Commissioned Naman with a television license fee.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by Jess Murphy. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to have a chat to me here on the Hub and iRadio. It's so lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, Louise. It's great to be on the show.
Thank you so much. Now, of course, a lot of people will know that you are the fabulous owner and head chef at Kai in Galway. Can you tell me a little bit about your background and maybe what brought you to Ireland, if you don't mind?
Well, what really brought me to Ireland was, first of all, I'm married to a Carlo man.
Brilliant.
So that obviously got me on the island of Ireland. But then I also came to Ireland first to work for Kevin Thornton when he was in St. Stephen's Green in Dublin about 20 years ago. So, yeah, it's kind of been a crazy old story. And then I was working for Kevin, and then I just went home one day and was eating a bowl of cornflakes, as chefs do in their split shift.
Yeah.
And saw the Fulcher Island adverts, like, move to the west. And the rest was history, really. 20 years in Galway.
That's amazing. Because I know, obviously, like, I lived in Galway City for so many years, and I just recently moved back home, you know, which is about an hour outside the city. But you've done so many collaborations with so many amazing businesses, and there's such a wealth of culture and community in the West End where Kai is situated. Was it really important for you to, you know, bring, I suppose, some of your heritage and some of your expertise in culinary arts to that side of Galway?
Yeah, apart from Michael from Oscars, and thank God we had Ernie's next door, we were kind of like the only foodie businesses down there, apart from Vinny's. Everyone knows Vinny's, the classic. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we were the only ones doing food down there. So, I had mixed reports of, like, oh, she's never going to get people down the west and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, like, obviously, like, being babies in business that we were when we first started up, I mean, it was just the collaborations of, like, local business owners. You know, we have a Galway West End committee, people like Karen and Simon and Mel, and, you know, they just welcomed us into the neighbourhood, especially Ernie's. I mean, like, you know, like, no better neighbour to have.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, it was really a community that built us.
Absolutely. And I think, like, you know, Galway's such a place where there's a lot of people in that industry, and, like, there's such a wealth of knowledge as well with all of the business owners in the West End. How has your heritage influenced your cooking style and the dishes that you create? Because your menu is so vibrant and it's fantastic. I called in for lunch a couple of weeks ago and I was blown away. I think I had the fish fingers and a fabulous salad, and there was some really nice brown bread, and I could eat it all day, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's a mixture. Like, I work for the UNHCR, so it's a mixture of working with refugees over the last 20 years in Ireland, and then obviously I'm from New Zealand, I'm from a remote part of New Zealand, so, you know, having, like, a slice of bread with a meal is, like, a thing. And, like, I love, like, spuds, and, you know, I'd like to feed people, you know, so I suppose that's in my upbringing and my culture, and, like, you know, it's Kai, so, like, it's coming from New Zealand, there'll always be a chop on the menu of some sort, pork chop or a few lamb chops or whatever. You know, we just believe in really good butchers in the West who are Brady's, and, you know, we have amazing pork farms and Mayo and Clare, and we're just really lucky because, like, for me, I can cook whatever I want with whatever Irish ingredients. You know, like, obviously, like, Liam from Tribal Foods, which is 20 minutes away from me, has a whole polytunnel of, like, loads of green tomatoes. So we make a green tomato chutney, and, you know, like, we just don't waste anything.
Yeah,
and I think that's important. That's the importance of being brought up in New Zealand. Like, we wouldn't waste anything, you know, so we can make chutneys, we can make ketchups out of anything, you know.
Amazing. And it sounds like you obviously have such a passion for cooking and for food. Were you always like that? Did you grow up kind of in a household where, you know, food was kind of at the forefront of bringing people together? And, you know, I suppose, you know, when I think of my kitchen, you know, at home as well, and my granddad and my granny would have cooked, and, you know, you learn different things from your family members.
Well, I think, you know, being brought up in a remote part of New Zealand, you know, like people would just call around, and like sometimes they'd stay the night and sometimes they wouldn't. And sometimes we'd have like shearers come, because the farm was so big on my grandmother's farm. We'd have shearers come, and like you'd be cooking for like six or seven shearers on top of like a family of six, you know, like, so to cook and feed people and to look after people, I think for me is the biggest, you know, kind of dignity you can give to another person. Mm-hmm. Like from a cup of tea to like pouring somebody a glass of water to giving them a bowl or something, even if it is small, whatever you have, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of grew up like that. And, you know, there was always like my grandmother's, I remember my Nana always saying to me, you know, you have to be prepared. You have to have stuff in the freezer just in case people call around. You know, she always had a cooked quiche in the freezer that she'd pull out and, you know, bake in the oven and serve with a salad if people came round. In New Zealand, like, we have that big culture of like, if somebody pops round, you're definitely feeding them something.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah.
Have you got a signature dish? And maybe you can share a little story behind it for us.
Well, the signature dish, I'd say, would be probably the buttermilk drenched fish fingers. Okay, so...
Unreal.
That's like our biggest seller, and I put that on the menu because my husband David his cult classic was like to come home after a few jars and then David make you this like cheese and fish finger sandwich, and all my cousins that used to come over from New Zealand was like, man, Dave's really good at making that fish finger salad. So, you know, when I opened the restaurant, I was like, oh, you know, we need to do something with fish. What can we do? We'll put fish fingers on for the crack and see if they sell. And then like suddenly they're like, we can't take them off the menu. They'd be a riot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, like, we, like, just get fresh fish. You know, you can get them get fresh fish from Galway Bay Seafoods or from Gannet Fishmongers on the market on Saturday, or pop into the shop. It's just fresh fish. We roll it in flour, and then we drench it in buttermilk, and then we mix it with panko and a bit of Cajun spice, and then that's it. And then just deep fry it. And it's like just fresh fish. And it's just so simple, so easy.
Oh my God, that sounds absolutely amazing. If there's anybody listening, because, you know, it's quite an undertaking to open up your own business. And I'm sure there's lots that you've learned over the last 20 years. And, you know, there's so many amazing opportunities that have come across your path. But we might have people listening going, you know, like, maybe people mightn't be interested in, you know, their culture or the food that they have to offer. But obviously, you know, we're having a chat to so many different chefs, and we just love the abundance of culture that's been shared. You know, we get to learn about your heritage and the types of food that you love. Have you got any advice for people who maybe want to get into the industry, but just maybe need a little bit of hope and a little bit of a push forward?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to be a blinding optimist to actually own a restaurant. I mean, you know, passion is the key. And if you have passion, then you know, drive it forward. Like, I mean, I was just in Manchester there the other day, and I went to like a street food market stall, and the lady was just doing like jollof rice and go curry. And I was just like, I just can't wait for our food culture to like get to that point, you know? And it was so delicious. It was the most delicious thing I've eaten in years. And it was just this market stall in the middle of like Piccadilly in Manchester, and, you know, like, just go for it. And like, just go for it. And if you're good at making one dish, then just stick to that, you know, especially with food trucks and stuff like that. You know, I know we all have to, people say you have to diversify and stuff like that, but I mean, the longer you are in business, the more you will diversify. But like, yeah, just stick to your guns and stick to what you're good at.
Absolutely. Jess, it's been so lovely to have a chat to you and to listen to you talk about your passion and telling us all about Kai and how it came to be in the West End in Galway. Has Kai got any plans, or yourself, coming up to Christmas? I know it seems only like we should be talking about Halloween, but I suppose, as people keep saying, it's just around the corner.
Oh, no, absolutely. So we've got like big plans. So myself and Ifan Wan, a friend of mine, have... just created a documentary with Heavy Man Films called the Spoken Canteen, where we take refugees' food stories. And it's an immersive feast. So when they're talking about home and what they feel about Ireland and their first meal that they had in Ireland, we'll be feeding the audience what they're talking about as the screen is being projected onto like a giant wall. So we have that, and that's coming up in Samhain. That's for the Samhain Food Festival in the Boyne Valley. So we have tickets to that. We still have tickets to that. And then, yeah, Kai is going to be crazy for Christmas. So, I mean, I suppose it's just head down and cook for all our lovely regulars and, you know, just try and make everyone happy.
Oh, fabulous. Well, listen, if anybody wants to follow yourself or Kai online or social media and keep up to date with everything you're getting up to, what details can you share with us?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, just if you follow Kai Galway, that's me, that's everyday life, living in the West End. There's lots of photos of dogs and random cats around the neighbourhood and Ernie's and our breads and our lovely cakes. And, yeah, it's just a glimpse into the life of running a restaurant, really.
Oh, super. Jess, thank you so, so much for giving us your time. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll get to catch up with you again soon and we can talk more about recipes and maybe you'll share some with us as well.
Amazing. Thanks, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.